RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Dead Don't Die, rated R, now playing in area theaters.
Some of the characters in Jim Jarmusch's new film, The Dead Don't Die, are aware enough of zombies to know what to do when zombies show up and start munching on people. You have to decapitate them, remove the head. This is Zombie 101. One character even knows he's in a zombie movie. He read the script, he knows the director, and even knows how it will end. This is deadpan writer-director Jim Jarmusch, disguising deeper messages underneath layers of pop culture one-liners, puns, and a genre homage. Our world is changing, not for the better, and if we're not careful, all the dead people are going to wake up and eat us. Oh, and all of us are already zombies. Quite meta for what most will categorize as another Shaun of the Dead. The Dead Don't Die has a theme song, which is rare for a non-blockbuster semi-experiment. Sturgill Simpson provides an old-school country sing-along, and if you parse the lyrics close enough, you'll pick up what Jarmusch is putting down. Most of the characters seem to dig it as well. The CD is on sale at the local One Pump gas station, and Officer Ronnie Peterson, played by Adam Driver, cannot seem to hear too many spins of the tune. Ronnie is a deputy to Centerville Police Chief Cliff Robertson, played by Bill Murray. Chief Robertson conducts law and order in Centerville, whose welcome sign claims it's a real nice place, with a light touch. When local right-winger Farmer Bill, played by Steve Buscemi, accuses Hermit Bob, played by Tom Waits, of stealing a chicken, Chief Robertson checks it out, but lets Hermit Bob alone, even after he fires a makeshift rifle as a warning shot to keep the cops away. We know Farmer Bill's political inclination because he wears the recognizable trucker hat, proclaiming, "Make America White Again." The Dead Don't Die is full of these little in-jokes poking at contemporary society. The zombie awakening and resulting chaos seems to be the MacGuffin. It's a zombie film, but it's more of an excuse to comment on what Jarmusch sees in our society. The director was in Miami and noticed so many people walking around glued to their cell phones, they ignored traffic, bumped into one another, that they look like they're shuffling undead. Jarmusch still wants to have a good time, though. He brings back many of his cast regulars from other films, including RZA, who is a delivery driver for WooPS. If you know what that means, it is a true highlight. The catalyst for the zombie apocalypse seems to be polar fracking. Corporations went to both the Earth's poles, set up fracking operations, and knocked the globe off its axis. The sun rises and sets at odd hours, and makes the small townfolk of Centerville bring up how the world has been kind of strange lately in their small talk. If you ask Officer Ronnie Peterson, though, this whole thing's gonna end badly. There is minimal running around and screaming about zombies. It's mostly deadpan. Chief Cliff Robertson blows the head off his first zombie, but he does it in a way that seems like it might not be the worst part of his day. Only one person in town seems truly terrified. Officer Mindy Morrison, played by Chloe Sevigny. She's like the audience. Why aren't the rest of the townsfolk freaking out and losing their minds? Jarmusch has a lot of overt love for the film, which launched a thousand other films, Night of the Living Dead. George Romero gets name-dropped, and a 1968 Pontiac Le Mans gets a lot of attention. How do you make the audience wake up and notice a car? Jarmusch puts Selena Gomez behind the wheel, and then has her lean over the trunk while she pumps gas. Shrewd move, sir. He also names Centerville from a 1971 Frank Zappa movie musical, but that reference is even too obscure for me. The cinephiles in the crowd may get distracted and find themselves intentionally reference-hunting. Driver's Officer Peterson is mighty close to Patterson, the character he played in Jarmusch's masterpiece, Patterson, a couple years ago. But most folks are here for the zombies and to watch Tilda Swinton expertly wield a samurai sword as she nonchalantly lops off heads. The zombies are, on one hand, stereotypical, in that they stumble along and look for living flesh to chew. But on the other hand, they gravitate to what they enjoyed when they were alive. There are baseball zombies, a tennis zombie, Wi-Fi zombies, and Iggy Pop shows up as a coffee zombie. Yet the Enterprise feels downright fatalistic. There is a script, and there is no changing it. The world is set on a particular path, and no matter how much you wave your hands, tweet, yell, or cry, humanity's dead end is in sight. That message may be too much of a bummer for some, but I reckon a majority of the audience will see only the comedy, and some indie director they've never heard of poking fun at the zombie genre. But that's just me. I could be wrong. That is why I give The Dead Don't Die 3 out of 4 stars.
RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.